moment ago when I said there's usually three sources of problem when I'm hearing problem on a demo. One problem is not your fault, and I say your when I'm talking to talent, not your fault. Poor production quality. You have to have a production team, a writer, producer, you know, I can only speak for myself, but in the brain track scenario, that would be me, and an engineer who together really know the realities of what real spots sound like. A lot of times when we produce spots, if it's a TV spot, the music level is kind of high, and I oftentimes have my students coming back at me going, you know, I feel like my voice is a little obscured on that spot. You know, I was listening to this spot with my cousin, mother, husband, boyfriend, and they said, I can't quite hear you on that spot. You know what? Ironically, that's not a bad production problem. That actually sounds like a real spot. You don't want to have your voice too far forward underneath a TV spot, because that's not how a real TV spot sounds. So I could go on for 3 days about this, but I'm going to shut up on that
what
topic
about
now.
I want to hear some other, like, do's
the
and
two
don't.
Other, well, the two
oh,
other
yeah,
things.
The other, yeah.
So one possible source of a problem on a bad demo is, you know, things that are not your fault, production issues. It needs to be written and produced properly. Another, and it needs to be narrowly branded. A commercial demo that's too versatile doesn't paint a clear portrait of who you are, and that's not useful. That's not your fault either. That's a producer-writer's issue. Second issue is kind of swirled in with the third, but it's a performance thing. When I hear poor performance things popping up on a demo, I can tell when I'm listening to a demo of somebody who hasn't had proper training because they're doing things that are chapters 4 and 11 in my notebook that I teach people to never do, and then I hear it on your demo, you know, like which is game day, and I think, oh my goodness, that person never learned not to do that in their education, the thing above you on the flowchart. A solid education should make sure that that stuff's not showing up like in bad performances on your demo. However, you know, everybody gets nervous on game day and things happen, but that's why you've got a director there. So I'm at a loss. But it's one of the things that drives me nuts in terms of performance that's a very elementary thing, and it really makes somebody look like a beginner, is when I hear the nervousness of their primary reality bleeding through on how they deliver lines in their secondary reality. It's a little obscure, and that's sort of something I cover in the education, but it's a matter of chuckling on your own lines once, twice, repeatedly. It's like the biggest thing that makes me cringe. Because, you know, when you're nervous, a lot of times you chuckle self-consciously, or sometimes people try to make their performance non-announcery by chuckling their way through a line. All I hear as a former agent and as a judge of performances is, wow, that person's nervous. I don't think the girl who's supposed to be talking about 7-Eleven is nervous. She's confident about her experience at 7-Eleven, this girl you're pretending to be. But I'm hearing Marianne chuckling as she does each line repeatedly, and oh my gosh, I hear it over and over like a broken record. That's an acting example. That's an example of an acting mistake that just screams, I haven't finished all my skills yet because I'm still nervous when I perform. So that's something that's an acting mistake that should have been fixed back up in education, or it should have been caught by the director during the performance because, you know, I don't mean to be mean. People get nervous on game day, but that's what your director is there to catch. So usually the problems I hear on demos source out of one of those three bins.
But and I have to say too, yes, when you're on game day of demo day, it is really important to have a good director. I mean, it's important no matter when you're acting to have a good director. However, once you do have your own home studio equipment, you are sending auditions from home. You also need to be able to self-direct, and you can't self-direct without having learned it correctly in the first place. Because you're not going to book jobs. And again, I come back to that's the point. We all want to book jobs, make money.